Federal judge says the Justice Department cannot categorically keep sealed its criminal investigation files on Congressman Don Young. An anti-corruption watchdog group is fighting for access to records about an investigation into Alaska's Republican House member. Libby Casey has more.
U.S. District Court Judge Gladys Kessler ruled Tuesday that the Justice Department was in the wrong when it refused to turn over any of its files on Congressman Young. The group CREW, or Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, wanted them made public. Tuesday's decision does not mean the documents and information on Young will definitely be released. Instead, the Justice Department must create an index of all its material about the congressman within 60 days. Then CREW will make a case for making them public. CREW had filed a Freedom of Information Act request a year ago for documents related to a federal investigation of Young. It centered around a $10 million earmark he inserted into a highway bill after it had already passed Congress. The Coconut Road earmark benefited one of Young's campaign donors in Florida. CREW's executive director, Melanie Sloan, says the records should be revealed.
We've been concerned that so many public corruption investigations seem to fall by the wayside, and none seemed really more serious than Don Young's efforts on behalf of the Florida developer to put the earmark for the Coconut Road interchange into a previously enrolled bill.
In 2008, the U.S. Senate voted to ask the Justice Department to investigate the matter. Young admitted to being responsible for the earmark, but said there was nothing wrong with his actions and that the local Florida community had asked for the Coconut Road project. It turns out Floridians were divided on whether that was a good use of federal highway dollars. No charges were ever brought against Young, and the Justice Department argued the files should be kept under wraps for his privacy. However, Judge Kessler disagreed. She wrote in her decision that balancing the congressman's privacy against the public interest tips strongly in favor of public interest. CREW's Melanie Sloan says she doesn't see a reason to keep the documents out of the public eye.
The Justice Department argued that Mr. Young had a privacy interest against any of these documents being released, even though Mr. Young had publicly acknowledged, both in a press release and in the congressional record, that he was, in fact, under investigation, and the Senate had asked for this investigation in open session.
Congressman Young's office would not comment on the case. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.
A grand jury has returned with an indictment charging a Juneau man for firing a weapon inside a residence. 27-year-old Ryan J. Hamley faces three counts of felony assault in the third degree and two counts of felony misconduct involving weapons in the second degree. Hamley was arrested December 30th after police received a report of a weapon fired inside an apartment at the 4400 block of Delta Drive. Two 20-year-old women and a 3-year-old child left the apartment before officers arrived. A 48-year-old woman and a 26-year-old man remained inside the apartment. Juneau Police's SWAT unit and crisis negotiation team were dispatched to the scene in an effort to get the alleged gunman to surrender. No one was reported hurt in that incident. The indictment was handed up by the grand jury on Friday. Hamley's next hearing in Juneau Superior Court is January 18th. A few years in prison for the Juneau man who attempted to rob a bank and then promptly gave up. 66-year-old Kenneth Montoya was sentenced Friday to 8 years in prison with 4 years suspended. The district attorney's office also says Montoya will be on probation for 10 years. But public defender David Side says even with a good time reduction credit, that will limit prison time to over 2.5 years. It's still more punishment than treatment. Last May, Montoya bought a toy or fake gun at the Benjamin Franklin store downtown and went across Front Street to rob a teller's. Rob a teller minutes after the First National Bank opened. Montoya asked bank employees to call police during the robbery as the money was left on the counter. Side acknowledges the teller was scared and traumatized, but he says Montoya, a disabled veteran who has no family in town, needs structure instead of jail. He says his client's mental illness was openly discussed in court. Montoya was off his medication during the robbery attempt, and he believed that he was suffering from cancer. Side says he plans to appeal the sentence handed down by Superior Court Judge Phil Pallenberg on Friday. $2 million for an adolescent mental health facility at Bartlett Regional Hospital, $3.1 million for snow removal equipment storage at the Juneau Airport, and $2 million for an Aurora Harbor rebuild. Those are just some of the projects under consideration by the Juneau Assembly for its annual list of state funding requests. City Manager Rod Swope compiled the draft list, which the Assembly's Finance Committee will discuss tonight. For the third year in a row, Swope is recommending the Assembly ask for $1.3 million to replace the Centennial Hall roof. The legislature has funded the project in the last two capital budgets, but Governor Sean Parnell vetoed it both times. According to an assessment, the 25-year-old roof was in need of immediate replacement in 2009. The Aurora Harbor rebuild is the only project on the list included in the governor's capital budget proposal. You can see the full list of projects on our website at ktoonews.org. Swope is also recommending that the city's lobbyists urge state officials to fund an extension of North Douglas Highway with a grant to the CBJ. The highway is maintained by the state, but the proposed extension would go over both city and Gold Belt Native Corporation land. Swope says a grant from the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development would facilitate flexibility in use of the money and remove some federal restrictions required if the project is funded through the Department of Transportation. The Finance Committee meets tonight at 5 o'clock in the Assembly Chambers. The Juneau Assembly has scheduled interviews with city manager finalist Kim Kiefer and Norman Buddy Custard. The CBJ Human Resources Director Milo Cosgrove says the process is set to take place the week of January 23rd.
On Wednesday, January 25th, there'll be an opportunity for the public to come and hear both candidates make a short presentation, as well as attend a public reception. And then on Saturday, the 28th, they will meet in closed session with both candidates for more of a traditional interview process.
Both candidates will also be asked to complete a written exercise. Cosgrove says that component will not be made public since it's considered part of the selection materials the Assembly will use to choose a new manager. Current city manager Rod Swope retires March 31st. Kiefer is his deputy, while Custard is the chief of staff for the Coast Guard 17th District here in Alaska. The Assembly hopes to offer the job to one of them by the end of this month. The city manager and city attorney are the only positions hired by the Assembly. The Juneau School District is negotiating two contracts this year, representing the vast majority of district employees. The Juneau Education Support Staff, otherwise known as JESS, presented its proposal yesterday, calling for a new three-year contract as well as increases in wages and health benefits. JESS is represented by the American Federation of Teachers. Spokesman Pete Ford says the 300 members of JESS are the lowest paid in the district. The union is asking for a 15% wage increase over 3 years, beginning with a 4% increase in July of this year, 5% next year, and 6% in 2014. Ford says the union realizes the district expects to be facing less revenue from the state and could propose some options, particularly some annual leave.
We did propose to open those articles in the event that we are persuaded that we really are looking at a bad money situation to perhaps offset a lack of raises with more benefits in the area of paid time off.
He says the union is also concerned about what he calls the McDonaldization of support staff positions. He says members want some assurances that the district will protect JESS positions.
Protect our positions from being reduced in hours, protect our positions from being filled by hourly, non-bargaining unit people, protect our positions from just being eroded, as we feel has been happening to some degree over the last several years.
JESS includes administrative and office assistants, classroom aides, technology specialists, and custodial staff. The current contract expires June 30th. District Human Resources Director Phil Bedford says the district will present its counterproposal the next time the two sites meet early next month. The Juneau teachers' contract also expires this year. Bedford says bargaining begins January 19th with the Juneau Education Association, which represents more than 400 teachers.
We've met a couple times to set dates and to establish ground rules, but we will actually begin the negotiations on the 19th.
Meanwhile, the Juneau School Board is considering a proposal to do away with the March spring break next year. The district calendar for the 2012-2013 school year shows two options: eliminating the week-long spring break, which would add about 25 hours of instruction before the standardized test that students take each spring. That's option B, and it calls for getting out of school a week earlier, May 17th. Option A includes the traditional spring break, with school ending May 24th. The proposals can be found at junoschools.org. The school board is taking public comments, but the board will not vote on the proposal until next month.